Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The 2026 Oscars race is on. You know what time it is. It's time for the At the Movies Snub Hub, where we delve into the 2025 movies and their artists who were not nominated for Oscars. The 98th Academy Awards will be telecast 7 p.m. March 15 on ABC and Hulu from the Dolby Theater at Ovation Hollywood. The Oscar nominees were announced January 22nd. Sinners, a Southern Gothic African-American blues vampire horror film, leads the 2026 nominees with a record nominations. That's more than the previous record setters, La La Land in 2016, Titanic in 1997, and All About Eve in 1950, which each had 14 nominations. Next in line for the 2026 Oscars nominations totals are One Battle After Another with 13 nominations, and Marty Supreme, Frankenstein, Sentimental Value, each with 9 nominations, and Hamnet with 8 nominations. And the winner of the Snub Hub Award for Most Snubs is Wicked for Good, which received no Oscar nominations. Wicked, the first part of the twofer, received 10 Oscar nominations in the 2025 Academy Awards. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande again sang their hearts out, but their voices fell on Oscar's deaf ears. Runner-up in the snubbies is director James Cameron's Avatar: Fire and Ash, which received 2 Oscar nominations for visual effects and costume design. Other snubbies in the major Oscar categories for the annual Snub Hub include actor Jesse Plemons, a Screen Actors Guild nominee but no Oscar nominee for his role in Begonia, Freedom High School Bethlehem Area School District graduate Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the title role of mixed martial arts fighter in The Smashing Machine received no nomination. Neither did Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen in Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere, which received no nominations in the Oscars. Under actress, William Allen High School graduate Amanda Seyfried in the title role of The Testament of Anne Lee was not nominated, and the film received no nominations. Amanda Seyfried is in good company. Also snubbed and not receiving an actress nomination were Chase Infinity in her feature movie debut in One Battle After Another, Jennifer Lawrence for Die My Love, Julia Roberts for After the Hunt, and Julia Garner for Weapons. In supporting actor, Paul Mescal, who played William Shakespeare in Hamnet, he was not nominated for supporting actor. The to be or not to be role as the bard was not to be an Oscar nominee. In supporting actress, the snubbies continue. Odessa Azion and Gwyneth Paltrow, both in Marty Supreme, were not nominated. Neither was Maya Goth in Frankenstein. For director, Guillermo del Toro, even though his Frankenstein received 9 nominations, was not nominated as director. In picture, Jay Kelly, starring George Clooney, was not nominated. Is This Thing On, directed by Bradley Cooper, was not nominated. In international film, No Other Choice, directed by Park Chan-wook, was shut out. Opening February 13, Wuthering Heights, MPA rated R. Emerald Fennell directs Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi in the romantic drama. The film is a retelling of the Emily Bronte classic 1847 novel. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.